This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. A law designed to weed out incompetent doctors at Alabama abortion clinics has been struck down by a federal district court judge. The judge borrowed from a Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals ruling protecting one Mississippi clinic, but not apparently from another Fifth Circuit ruling that upheld a Texas law. Judge Myron Thompson found a connection between permitting lower abortion surgery standards and violence in the South against abortion clinics, like a bombing at a Birmingham abortion business in 1998. The part of a Texas law that requires abortion clinics to meet the standards of ambulatory surgical centers goes into effect September 1st. While earlier efforts to reverse the law failed, abortion advocates are back in court, hopeful that the effect of the law on women seeking abortions in the Rio Grande Valley and El Paso areas will create different arguments in court. Abortion advocacy groups have been very reluctant to challenge the part of the law protecting unborn babies capable of feeling pain. This is Life News Radio. We in the pro-life media thank you for being pro-life. We know that for all we do publicly, the most powerful influence on the culture is you. It's like they say in marketing, the most effective advertising is word of mouth. You engage your friends and coworkers, telling them the stories the mainline media won't. You learn the most effective ways to share your own good news. You lead your families. From the bottom of our hearts, thank you. This is Life News Radio. One pro-life activist has turned to examining abortion from an economic standpoint. Political scientist Mark Olson says abortion has cost the U.S. economy $16 trillion, which is about the size of the current national debt. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.